Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. My friends, in politics, when we think of Chicago, we think of Democrats and their strong control over Chicago politics. The entire state of Illinois, in the entire state, Democrats have tremendous power. Illinois is a blue state, and Chicago is the crown jewel of Democrats' political territory. Democrat politicians have tremendous influence in Chicago. I think we all know that. If you pay attention to politics, if you know anything about Chicago politics, then you already know this, that Democrat politicians have tremendous control, tremendous influence in the city of Chicago. And they are the decision makers in Illinois at the local and state level. There are some conservatives in Illinois, some conservative elected officials. Of course, there are. But the Democrats have overwhelming majority. Now, the question is, are Democrats losing their grip on Chicago? It might sound strange. Why am I asking this question? My friends, because times change. And it appears to me, and this is from my observation, that the Democrats are losing their grip on Chicago. Not everyone is going to agree with me. I understand that. And some may strongly disagree. And some might say that my observation is absolutely wrong. Some might say that I don't understand the state of Chicago politics. And some would wonder if what I'm saying is really true. And they'll think, they'll ponder, they'll ask questions. And I want you to ask questions. I want you to think about it. I want you to analyze it. And I want you to observe what's happening in Chicago. I want you to try to understand the pulse of the people of Chicago, the political pulse of the people of Chicago. There is a great transformation taking place in the city. The Chicago residents are slowly coming out of the illusion that Democrats care about their well-being. The Chicago residents are understanding each and every day that the Democrats don't care about the people of Chicago and that they only care about their political power. Years after years, the people of Chicago keep voting for these Democrats. These Democrats make all kinds of promises to get people's votes. And years after years after years, the people of Chicago realize that nothing's really improving in the city. The people of Chicago are starting to see the image very clearly. After all these years, they are starting to realize that, you know what? What did these Democrats really do to improve the quality of life in the city of Chicago? And I'm talking about the quality of life for the everyday Americans. I'm not talking about the super rich, the super wealthy. Everyday Americans living in Chicago, they are starting to realize that the Democrats really did not do anything to improve the quality of life for the everyday Americans. I mean, think about crime. Crime is widespread. People are being hurt. People are losing lives because of growing violence in the city. Businesses are being robbed. There are thefts taking place and carjackings. Housing is becoming more and more expensive each and every day. And many low-income individuals are getting closer and closer and closer to poverty. Nothing's really heading in the right direction. And still, the people, they have been for all these years, the people kept voting for these left-wing politicians. And let me just tell you, when Lori Lightfoot, the former mayor of Chicago, when Lori Lightfoot lost the opportunity to be reelected, some people thought that perhaps the city will now have a good leader. They thought that perhaps now that Lori Lightfoot is not going to be reelected, perhaps the city will finally have a leader who will work for the people, finally a mayor who will work for the people of Chicago. And then came Brandon Johnson, whose record has been extremely poor so far, extremely poor. As the mayor of Chicago, his record has been extremely poor so far. And so the question is, will Chicago voters continue to vote for Democrats? Will Democrats continue to rule in the city of Chicago? Will the Democrats continue to dominate Chicago politics? My friends, I think the time has come when Democrats are going to see their power erode. They are going to see that their grip on Chicago is becoming weak. More and more Chicago voters will realize that the Democrats just care about their own power and that they are not doing anything to improve the lives of the American citizens living in Chicago. And you can already see the damage occurring in Chicago. The Chicago residents are already expressing their disappointment and their frustration at the city leaders. On Wednesday, concerned citizens from the city of Chicago expressed their disappointment. They expressed that they are not happy with Mayor Brandon Johnson's request for $70 million in additional funding for the migrants. $70 million in additional funding for the migrants. That's Mayor Brandon Johnson's proposal. And when the Chicago residents found out, they expressed their shock. They expressed their disappointment, their frustration, their sadness. Why should the mayor of Chicago propose such a massive sum for the migrants while the American people living in Chicago continue to suffer? The issue is clear and simple. The American citizens in Chicago want city leaders to focus on the legal residents of the city. They want the city leaders to focus on the American citizens living in Chicago. The people of Chicago, they want their city leaders to work on solving public policy problems. But the mayor, Brandon Johnson, the mayor is focusing on the illegal immigrants. He's trying to give more and more and more and more and more money to the illegal immigrants instead of focusing on the American citizens. Is that fair? Is that just? Is that right? My friends, what the mayor is trying to do is unfair. It's unjust. He should be focusing on the American citizens and the legal residents in Chicago. Instead, the mayor is focusing on the illegal immigrants, people who crossed the southern border and they entered the United States illegally. But those are the people that Mayor Brandon Johnson is trying to help. And so, the people of Chicago, they are sick and tired of these Democrats, of these Democrat politicians who make promises, but they don't deliver. They do nothing to improve the lives of the people of Chicago. My friends, let me ask you, is there homelessness problems in Chicago? Is homelessness an issue in Chicago? Yes, The answer is yes. Is there poverty in Chicago? The answer is yes. Is there food insecurity among low-income individuals in Chicago? Food insecurity affecting American citizens in Chicago who are low-income? Yes, the answer is yes. There is food insecurity. Instead of helping American citizens who are struggling due to homelessness, due to poverty, due to food insecurity, the mayor, Brandon Johnson, is asking the city to allocate tens of millions of additional dollars for the migrants. Of course, the people of Chicago feel that the city leaders are not doing their jobs. And finally, the city residents are starting to express their disappointment and their frustration. On Wednesday, the American citizens living in Chicago told Mayor Johnson that they need money in their neighborhood. They said, "Use our tax money for our people. We need it." That was the message from the American citizens living in Chicago to Mayor Brandon Johnson and the city leaders. The people said, the people spoke loudly and they said, "Use our tax money for our people. We need it." And the people of Chicago seem to be ready to vote Brandon Johnson and his left-wing allies out of office. Brandon Johnson is not doing his job. He has been in office only for around a year, I think. And the people are already sick and tired of this guy because he continues to advocate for giving more and more and more and more money to the migrants. The people of Chicago feel that they have been betrayed. They have been left alone. Migrants are reportedly committing crimes in Illinois, and the American citizens in Chicago are sick and tired of this. Chicago residents made it clear that they don't want the city to allocate $70 million for the migrants. And this is in addition to approximately $300 million that the city already allocated for the migrants. $300 million plus $70 million. This is unacceptable. And I saw images of people wearing Make America Great Again hats while speaking to Mayor Brandon Johnson. Make America Great Again. That's what the Chicago residents are now embracing. They are embracing the Make America Great Again, the Make America Great Again policy. America First policy. Americans First policy. The city of Chicago, a primarily Democrat city, a primarily blue city, but the people of Chicago are starting to realize that the Democrats are not helping them. And so, Chicago residents are now embracing the Make America Great Again policy, which means that they are rejecting Mayor Brandon Johnson and his left-wing allies. Many citizens in Chicago feel that their communities are underserved. The people of Chicago want to know, why are the migrants getting so much money, such massive sums of money, when these people did not pay any tax? The migrants are not the taxpayers, so why are they getting so much of benefits at the expense of American taxpayers? The migrants are getting all the free stuff when they make no contributions to Chicago. They are just sitting there and absorbing all the free stuff that the Chicago city leaders are providing them. And who's paying for it? American taxpayers. In spite of strong opposition from city residents, the city council voted to approve. They voted to approve an additional $70 million to provide housing, food, and other services to the illegal immigrants. And the vote happened on Friday. The city leaders in Chicago, who supported allocating an additional sum of $70 million for the migrants, these city leaders are betraying the Americans living in Chicago. These left-wing city council officials are sending a message that they don't care about the American people and that their focus is only on the illegal immigrants. And I think that the people of Chicago are finally starting to reject Democrats who support illegal immigrants. And that's why I say that the Democrats are losing their grip on the city. The eyes of the Americans living in Chicago are now open. People can see. People can understand how the Democrats are destroying the great city of Chicago. Great city once upon a time, but now the city is heading towards destruction. The city is heading towards financial insolvency. The city is heading towards bankruptcy because of the Democrat politicians and their policies. As time goes by, the Democrats are going to lose their power. Of course, they are trying to use the migrants to consolidate their power in Chicago politics, but the American people can see what's happening and they are rejecting the Democrats. And if the Democrat politicians in Chicago, if they keep allocating more and more and more money for the illegal immigrants, very soon the Democrats will be out of office and new leaders will come and fix the problems in the city. I'm hoping for a new generation of leaders in the city of Chicago. Leaders who are honest, leaders who are bold, who are strong, and who will fix the problems in the city. I am hopeful that there will be better days in the city of Chicago. I am hopeful that the people of Chicago will start electing conservatives. Chicago needs honest leaders, leaders who will prioritize transparency and accountability, leaders who will manage the city's funds properly. So it is time to reject the Democrats and to elect conservative leaders in the city of Chicago. My friends, share with me your thoughts. Go to my website, tossifanam.net. Send me a message. And if you want to email me, you can email me. My email address is tossif@tossifanam.net. Once again, my website is tossifanam.net and my email address is tossif@tossifanam.net. You will also find me on Facebook, on Instagram, on X, formerly known as Twitter, and you will also find me on Truth Social. So please connect with me on social media, send me an email, visit my website, sign up for my e-newsletter. If you want to sign up for my e-newsletter, you can email me or you can go to my website and on my homepage, you can scroll down a little bit and you'll see a place where you can enter your email address and sign up for my e-newsletter. So please do that. And if you enjoyed listening to this episode, please share the link with a friend, a family member, or a neighbor. Help me spread my message. Help me spread my word. I appreciate you continuing to listen to my podcast. Thank you so very much, my friends. And I hope to be back again soon with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.